All right. Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the Top Notch Training and Fitness Podcast. This is your host, Michael DeSena. I am a certified fitness nutrition specialist and personal trainer, and I'm here to help people with their questions and give some clarity to a lot of the things that we see and read all over the internet. And, you know, there's just so much information out there that I just want to be a source for you guys of clarity and concise, clear points that is mostly going to be scientifically based. And there will be a few things that are opinion based, but I will always point those out, whether it's scientific based or opinion based. And I just want to be able to bring you guys some really great content and help figure out some stuff. Help you figure out how to live your healthy, happy life to the best of your ability. And so with that, let's get started. All right, so today's episode is going to be about dieting and weight. So before we even get into dieting, I just want to talk about weight for a second. Now, there's so many people that I have actually everyone that I have ever trained or helped with their nutrition always is focused on weight. And I think that's a societal issue that we have. It's just something that our society is all about weight for some reason, and that for your health, you must focus on your weight, and that your weight is a direct reflection of your health. However, your weight is made up of your entire body, and your entire body can be made up of a lot of different things. So you could weigh the same one time as you do another time, but if your body fat is 20% less and your muscle mass is enough, is increased enough to make up that difference in pounds, then the scale reads the same, but you're going to be a drastically different person and much healthier if you have that huge reduction in body weight and massive increase in muscle mass. Then you're definitely going to be on the healthier track than you were previously, but your weight will be the same. And for me currently, I'm sitting at about 220 pounds. And I just looked at a picture of myself the other day that was a picture from about 6 months ago when I weighed 215 pounds. And I am drastically different now at 220 pounds, 5 pounds heavier, but I'm significantly leaner than I was then. So for me, I never focus on just overall weight. I focus on what makes up my body weight. And mainly what I focus on is my body fat and my muscle mass. And for me, that is a reflection of your health. If you have very high body fat and very low muscle mass, then you're probably not feeling too well and you're not having a lot of energy. Your metabolism is going to be struggling a lot. It's going to be very slow. And in order to help that, you need to increase that muscle mass, which will therefore be able to burn more calories and reduce body fat more efficiently. Excuse me. So weight is not something that you should be focused on. I always tell my clients at least the first week or 2 weeks to not even touch a scale. Don't get on a scale at all. Get on one at the gym before our first session and not again at all. Don't even look at a scale for at least 2 weeks, because there's all kinds of changes that happen in the first 2 weeks of a resistance training program with new nutrition protocols. And, you know, I'll have clients that are not used to exercising or have never exercised before. And now they're eating healthy and exercising 3 days a week and they lose a ton of water right away. And that's just an effect that happens in the body when you're starting a new exercise routine, and they'll lose that, you know, sometimes up to 10 or 15 pounds even. It's amazing. And they, if they get on the scale in that first week, they'll see that. But then the second week, when that inflammation comes into the muscle from the resistance training, which is not unhealthy at all, it's totally normal. It's part of the healing process of the muscle to heal and repair and grow. And when that happens, then their weight will come back up a little bit because they'll be absorbing some extra water and holding it in those muscles. So their weight will fluctuate a lot in those first 2 weeks, and it freaks a lot of people out because they're so focused on weight. So I always recommend don't check your weight at all for the first 2 weeks of any program that you're doing. And it's more important of what your weight is made up of than what your actual weight is. Because I have friends that are very lean and very muscular. And if you look at their BMI, which is essentially a height to weight ratio, they're technically considered morbidly obese. But these people are clearly, if you look at them, they're clearly not morbidly obese. I don't recommend going off of BMI at all. It's an average made to apply to the majority of people. But I personally have found that with all my clients, the BMI, I have maybe had one client that I've trained whose BMI was even close to a healthy body weight and muscle mass and body fat ratio for them. And most people don't actually fit into it. And I do understand the idea of it, but ultimately I don't think that it is accurate at all. And I don't know any trainers that recommend using BMI charts. Now, having said that, let's talk about dieting. So, dieting. What is dieting? Dieting is making a program for a set period of time that you're going to follow, a nutrition program, nutrition protocol, that you're going to follow for a set period of time to get a specific result. Now, when you diet, say it's a six-week diet, and you diet for 6 weeks and you follow that diet perfectly, and you get amazing results in 6 weeks, what do you do when that diet's over? You stop. You stop your diet because a diet is temporary, which means that the results also stop, and the results are also temporary. So I do not recommend dieting whatsoever, and I think that the dieting mentality is responsible for some very negative effects that people have experienced and a very negative view of the fitness industry on a whole. And the only reason you should be dieting is if you're a competitive athlete and you have to diet down to a specific weight or a specific physique, say you're a bodybuilder, then yes, you're going to diet down for a show. And I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but if you're in the fitness industry, you know this, but people outside of the fitness industry may not know this, but bodybuilders, when they are on stage during a bodybuilding competition, that's how they look for that day. Usually not even the entire day. Their looks will fluctuate and change throughout just one day. It's that extreme of a diet that they're doing just to look that good at their peak performance for that one day. It is not a maintainable thing. Now, there are a lot of athletes out there that maintain very, very amazing, incredible, lean, muscular, strong physiques. However, if you're not an athlete, a competitive athlete, and you don't have a need to diet down to a specific weight or a specific state for a specific period of time, then you should not be dieting. You should be focusing on living a healthy, active lifestyle. And that's going to be 90% of us, if not more. And the thing about dieting is that it's temporary. And I said that. But we have to really focus on the fact that it's temporary. And here at Top Notch Training and Fitness, we are about the long-term sustainable results. That is the game we are in. That is the game we're playing. It's long-term for the rest of your life. And I've had a lot of clients ask, well, how long do I have to eat like this for and work out like this? And I always kind of laugh and ask them, well, how long do you want to be at your peak health for? How long do you want to have that 10 pounds that you lost stay off? You know, how long do you want the result for? So, long-term sustainable results. And that means programs that aren't ridiculously hard to follow and that are asking too much of you or taking too much of your day to where it's an inconvenience for you to be healthy. If you're on a program that is inconvenient for you to be healthy, you will not last on it. Trust me, I've done it. It's a horrible train wreck waiting to happen. Now, these very extreme diets lead to very extreme, rapid results. I'm not saying that you can't get results dieting. You absolutely can get results dieting. You can get incredible results dieting. However, it is not maintainable. Trust me on that. I lost 50 pounds in the course of about 4 months, and I was doing that for a very specific purpose. I had a knee surgery coming up. I wanted to lose as much weight as possible before having to be on crutches for 8 weeks. And I did that and I accomplished that, but it by no means was it maintainable. I can tell you that now. I had no ideas or goals of maintaining that very, very low body weight for me. And let's see, I weighed about 230 plus pounds. And the day that I went in for surgery, I weighed 171 pounds. So that's 34, you know, almost 60. That's like 60 pounds. And I did that in the course of a couple of months. And, you know, I felt great. I felt really good because I was doing it in a healthy way. And a lot of people, I know that's not a healthy, that's too fast. That's not healthy weight loss. I disagree. The only time that there's unhealthy weight loss is if it's coming and happening from an unhealthy source, like an illness or, you know, a parasite of some kind, then it becomes unhealthy. But for me, being 18 years old and having, you know, 30% body fat, not healthy at all. And, you know, cutting down to that low teens in body fat and tons of weight just overall, which was my goal there. I really didn't care if I lost muscle mass. I tried to keep as much of it as possible. But my goal was to be as light as possible on crutches because I'd been on crutches once before from a knee surgery on that same knee 4 years before that. And it just, I did not want to be that heavy on crutches again. And it made a massive difference and it did exactly what I needed it to. However, it was a very good learning experience. And I'm very glad that I did that because I learned that the difference between maintainable and non-maintainable things. So finding a protocol, a nutrition protocol for you that fits your lifestyle and is easy for you to maintain is crucial, just absolutely crucial for your long-term success. For me, it's intermittent fasting. I really like it. I really love it actually. And it fits really well with my lifestyle and my schedule. And the convenience factor for me is there. I don't necessarily recommend intermittent fasting for someone that's new to the healthy active lifestyle because most people don't eat enough. And if you're intermittent fasting, you do have to eat a lot because basically, if you don't know what intermittent fasting is, I do a 16-hour fast. So from 8 p.m. to noon the next day, I don't eat. Now, my lunch break at work is at noon, so it lines up perfectly for me. I eat a good size lunch, not a huge lunch, good size lunch before I get off work. Then I'm able to either choose whether I go to the gym before work or after work, after I've eaten. I do like to go before work, but some days it just doesn't happen because I work really early and, I just choose not to. So I like to work out after having a meal. However, there's nothing wrong with working out during a fast. I really enjoy that as well. And I do that on the weekends. But that's a whole nother podcast about intermittent fasting. Anyway, it fits my lifestyle very well, and it's very easy for me to maintain, and I get the results I want. So that is the criteria that you want to look for when you're looking into different things. And honestly, anything will work as long as you follow it. Now, you want something that's relatively easy for you to follow that will get you the results you want. So that criteria, again, it's convenient for you, number one. Number two, you enjoy it. You need to enjoy it. You don't want it to be work for you. You don't want your healthy, active lifestyle to be extra work that you dread doing. And that includes eating foods that you hate. You can get healthy and get in really good shape eating pretty much anything as long as you have the right combination for your body. So, number one, it's convenient. Number two, you enjoy it. Number three, you are going to get the results you want with it. And number four, it's something that you can do for the rest of your life, or at the very least, several years until you decide to change it and do something else. And I myself, as a personal trainer and a nutrition coach, I have tried literally everything I can think of just to try it for not just for myself, but so I can report back to my clients. I had a couple of vegan clients about a year ago And I didn't really know that much about the vegan diet. And I mean, I knew the nutrition aspect of it, the like how it should work, but which foods go well together, which foods are easy to eat in this time of day versus that time of day, which foods are hard to eat after a workout or before a workout, how you're going to feel doing it, those types of things I need to know as a coach and as a personal trainer. So I did 6 months where I was vegetarian and then vegan, and I really enjoyed it. I learned a ton about it, and now I can tell other people how to do that effectively and how they're going to feel and what they might, well, how they might feel and how they might, what they might experience. So for me, it's a learning experience so that I can help my clients better. And I've done keto intermittent fasting. I've done intermittent fasting. I've done prolonged fasting, which is over 24 hours. I mean, I've done the healthy balanced diet. I've done high carb, low fat, high carb, high protein, low fat. I've done high protein, high fat, low carb, which is essentially what keto is, but a little bit different. Keto is not really high protein. It's very high fat, medium protein, and very, very low carb. I've done the vegan. I've done the vegetarian. You know, I've done pretty much everything I can think of except for paleo, because I just enjoy eating rice, and paleo is grain-free. So I've done things similar, basically paleo, but with some rice, you know, eating the yams and vegetables. And yeah, anyway, I've tried pretty much everything I can think of. I've tried If It Fits Your Macros, IIFYM. And yeah, honestly, I've tried them all because I need to try them to help my clients to figure out what's going to work well for them. So if I haven't done them, then I don't know what to expect, how it feels. You know, I experienced the keto flu when I've done keto. That was very recently, actually. I've just stopped doing keto today. I mean, I didn't stop. I just ate a big carb meal today. So I will probably continue to do keto for a little bit longer, see how I feel. I like to do something for, you know, 3 to 6 months so that I can really, really see how it feels in the slightly longer term. And I've really enjoyed that. I don't love the foods that I'm eating with the keto diet. I truly, honestly, really enjoy, you know, meat, vegetables, rice. That's something that I really personally enjoy, and I don't get bored with that. I've eaten that every day for several years straight, you know, multiple meals a day. So for me, I found what I enjoy, what I like, what works well for me and gets me the results I want and is maintainable. So that fits all the criteria for me. So for you, figuring out what your criteria is and what is going to fit your criteria, and do your research. I mean, I'll be doing podcasts on here about different things and talking about intermittent fasting. I'll do a podcast about that. I'll do a podcast about keto and the keto flu, which it doesn't affect everyone the same, but for me, it was brutal. That was the hardest part about keto was the keto flu, but it's short term. Once you're past it, you're past it. And, it's not a reason to not do it. That's what I believe. So, and this doesn't just go for your nutrition. It goes for your exercise program as well. You don't need to be in the gym 5 days a week. You don't need to be in the gym 6 days a week or seven. You know, you don't have to. Honestly, if you're eating really healthy and you're being active and you're not just sitting at your desk all day, if you have a desk job, I obviously don't sit at my desk all day. I'm a personal trainer, and I also do construction as well. So I definitely don't sit at my desk all day. I believe I log on my watch about 20,000 steps a day average, 20 plus thousand. So I'm definitely up and about doing things. So for people that are more sedentary in their work environment, getting up and doing things, even if it's just walking your dog, getting out in the park, going for a hike, just little things. Maybe you like to bike, or if you're not doing those things, then yeah, you need to be in the gym doing something at least 3 times a week for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. And I don't want to make this too long, so I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here. That is my take on dieting and weight. So dieting, don't do it. Just live a healthy, active lifestyle that you can maintain long term. And weight, don't just focus on your weight. Focus on your muscle mass and your body fat. Don't worry about the overall weight.